Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to Siv Ches, the top line on page 440. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Lechi Shaso Me'atzei Asherah Kosher, a lechi that is made out of wood from an Asherah tree, a tree that was worshipped for Avodah Zarah, that is going to be kosher. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Choftes, Lechi Shaso, but Gemara Isa Da'usen Lechi Asherah. The Gemara says that you can make a lechi from an Asherah, Umashma Afilu Lechatchila. The Mashmos of the Gemara is that it's Lechatchila. Ve'en Lahakshos, and do not ask, Nehi Debo Lechi, granted that by a lechi kevan de ein tzarich shir, since it doesn't need a certain measurement, therefore lo shayach bazeh katuse mirta shiure. Therefore, it's not shayach by a lechi that we view it as if it is burnt up and it doesn't have the proper shir because it doesn't need a shir. Kidlo kamei, but mikomakom ha'aser bano, but lemaisa and avodah zarah tree is aser bano. So granted, we don't have a lacking here of a shir because you don't really need a shir for a lechi. But lemaisa, how are we using something that's going to benefit us? That's aser bano. So says the Mishavura Yeshlom, we could say, Kevan d'halechi einu elu l'tzarech mechitza. Since a lechi really is for the purposes of a wall, uba gufa lo mishtamesh b'midi, and you're not actually using the wall for any physical benefit, lo choshev hanoa mashenena al yoda heter tiltul. That's not considered hanoa, that which we benefit from the wall that allows us to carry. And therefore, the Isser hanoa is not going to be a concern, just like the ksusei milsashira is not a concern. Sivkotan Lamed, kosher. Hatam, the reason why a lechi from an Asi Asherah is kosher, mishum de kevan de lechi ein tzarech shir, again, since a lechi does not need a certain measurement, to be kosher husagi, any small size is kosher, kidla'el b'siv gimel, like we learned earlier in Siv Gimel, afilu me'atzei Asherah mahani, even from an Asi Asherah, it will be mutter, afal gav de Asi Asherah omed l'srefa, even though something that is from an Avodah Zarah tree is omed to be burned, u kemand de sarif da, and it's as if it's burnt up already, and therefore it's as if you don't have the shear. But still, like we said before, a lechi does not need a shear. Even though it's true, a lechi does need a height of 10 tefachim, so there is some aspect of a shear that is needed. Since you can make it a very thin line that's made of a very small amount, so even though it needs a height of 10 tefachim, since it could be so skinny, they were not worried about such a small size. That is pshat number one. And they answer further this question, when it comes to a lechi, even if this piece of wood would have been burnt down to ashes, and you would have mixed together the ashes, and you would stick the ashes themselves to a wall, that also would be considered a lechi, as long as it would not sway in the wind. Therefore, it will not be puzzled the fact that it's omid the sreifa, because even after it's burnt, according to this reason, it would be 100% fine. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Chafei, he writes, Lefit Hamzeh, according to this reasoning, im osa tzuras haPesach, if you make a tzuras haPesach, duboin and kona mikan v'kona mikan v'kona agabehen, in which we need two sides and a kona on top as well, afal gav the sagi b'kulam b'mashu, even though they all really can have a shir of a mashu, mikol mokom still im osa kona shagabehem me'atzi asher lo mahani. In that case, if you would make the kona agabehem from an asherah, that would not help, because if that's made to ashes, according to this last reason, although you can stick it against the wall and attach it well, but you can't use it as a kona al gabei, and that would not be shayach to do with ashes, and therefore that would be a problem. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siftes, Bein Shiniris Belitas Halechi Lo'om de Mesoch HaMavui, whether the sticking out of this lechi is recognizable to those who are standing inside the alleyway, the Ein Aniris La'om de Machutz, and it's not recognizable by the ones who are outside the alleyway, Ubein Sheniris La'om de Machutz, whether it is seen by those who are outside, Neged Chalal HaMavui, that are standing across from the airspace of the Mavui, the Ein Aniris La'om de Bifnim, and it's not recognizable for those who are in the Mavui, Kosher. So either way, whether it's recognizable for those inside and not outside, or outside and not inside, either way it's going to be Kosher. Says the Mishabruis of Katan Lamed Aleph, the Eina Niris La Umdim Bachutz, it's not recognizable for those who are standing outside. The Mishabura is now going to explain diagram number 6 at the bottom of the page. Kigon, for example, Shehem Mid Halechi Rochbo Litzar Erkol Shamavui. You place the Lechi widthwise along the length side of the Mavui, like in picture number 6. Velo Moshach Kitzei Rochbo Kimba Klapechutz. And you did not draw out the width side even a little bit towards the outside. It's flush with the outside of the mavui. Elahishva chudo hachitzon leovei kos lamavui. Rather, you equated the outer end with the thickness of the wall of the mavui. Vidome kemisha mosav al ovei akosel. It's like someone who just thickened up the wall. Ve'eno nirim bachutz kalechi. It's not recognizable from the outside of the mavui as a lechi at all. It just looks like that is the width of the wall. Aval chudo apnimi nira leomdim sham bithni. However, like we see in diagram 6, if you're inside the Mavui, you see the Lechi sticking out. But if you're outside the Mavui, looking towards the Mavui, all you see is a wall that looks a little bit thick, but you don't see that it's actually a Lechi. Sikotan Lamed Bey is going on the other side, where the Mechaber said, Bein Sheniris La'omdim Bachutz Neger Chalal HaMavui. This is going to be picture number 7. Kigon shenosan kol halechi luchutz hamavui. You place the entire lechi outside the area of the mavui. V'chudo hapnimi omed eitzel ovei akosel. And the tip of the lechi is going up against the width of the wall. Avalohe mido b'shove l'svas ovei akosel. But you do not put it totally equal, taking up the whole width of the wall. Shel tza toch hamavui. Because if you did, if it was the full thickness of the wall was the lechi, it would just look like you are making a larger wall. Even to those who are Mishra Rabbim, wouldn't be recognizable. Ella, rather, what did you do? You moved it away from the inner corner of the wall of the mavui. And you moved it towards the outer side of the wall, again, like in picture number 7. That way it's recognizable for those who are standing outside. They see part of the wall is only half the width of the other part of the wall. They see that it is a lechi. However, those who are standing inside don't see it as a lechi. They don't even necessarily see it. Sifkatan lamed gimel. Rotzalomer laus and haomdim toch hamavui. Those people who are standing inside the mavui, ein halechi niris. The lechi is not seen. She'ein asuya b'fnim. It's not inside at all. It's totally on the outer corner, not recognizable from those who are inside. Says the mechaber vayter sif yud. Herchiko me'akosel shlosha. If you move the lechi away from the wall 3 tefachim, oshig bio meharet shlosha, or you lifted it off the ground 3 tefachim, pasul. In both those cases, the lechi is no good. V'nigbio pachos mishlosha. If you lifted the lechi off the ground less than 3 tefachim, afal pi she'ein bo ela shiva umashahu. Even if the lechi itself is only 7 and a little bit, add together the 7 and a little bit, the little bit less than 3, you get 10. Kosher, that lechi will be kosher. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamedalad, here chik miakoso, shalosh. You move the lechi away from the wall 3 tefachim, afagav dekfar shano besif vav, even though we learned this exact halacha already in sif vav. Chazar ushno'o. He goes back in the Mechaber and teaches it again. La'ashmi'inon shehula ikuva, to tell us that it is ma'akiv. Sefkatan lamed hey oshik bio ma'aret shalosh, or you lifted it off the ground a full 3 tefachim, hainu. That means to say, af di is balechi asar tefachim, even if the lechi has on its own 10 tefachim, but it's 3 tefachim off the ground, no good. V'atam, the reason is, to lo adifam and mechitza shenetula shlosha tefachim in ha'aretz. It's no better than a regular wall that's lifted 3 tefachim off the ground. De psula mishum dahavi mechitza shagidim bokin tachtea de lo shma mechitza. As we've learned already a few times, a wall that's over, that's 3 or more tefachim off the ground, since the goats can go under it, that loses the shame of a mechitza. So here also, it loses the shame of a lechi if it is not within 3 tefachim of the ground. However, if it is within 3 tefachim of the ground, even if the lechi is only about 7 tefachim, plus a little bit, it's going to be kosher. Says in Mishabura Lamed Vav, Mitam Lavad, for the reason of Lavad, V'havi kimilei zeh mokom haponui, and it's like you filled in the empty place. So if the lechi that is 7 plus is within 3 from the ground, the 7 plus the 3 minus equals 10, and that's going to be a kasher lechi. Says the Mechaber Viter in Sif Yud Aleph, afilu lo aso l'shem lechi. Even if the lechi was not placed there l'shem lechi, elushin is dami lo shon me'ilav, you just happen to find the lechi over there on its own, kasher, it's still fine. However, there's one requirement. Ubavad sheyismuchu olav me'er Shabbos. It has to be that you relied on it as a lechi from before Shabbos. Avalo samchu alav me'er Shabbos, but if you didn't rely on this lechi from before Shabbos, kigon shehaya sham lechi acher, for example, you had a different lechi that you were using, v'nofel b'Shabbos, and that original lechi fell out on Shabbos, ubom ashev lismo chalzeh, now you want to come rely on this new lechi that you found, lo, that's not going to be good. Says the Ramah, avalo haya sham lechi acher me'er Shabbos, if there was no lechi there from before Shabbos, ki'ilu samchu alav dami, then it's as if you relied on this lechi from before Shabbos, and it's going to be okay. So again, to summarize, Sif Yud Aleph, before you see the Mishabura, a lechi ha'omid me'elav is kosher. It doesn't have to be that you put it there l'shem lechi, but it has to be that you did rely upon it from before Shabbos, even though it was there on its own. If you were relying on something else for the lechi, and that got ruined, and now you want to use this as your backup plan, that would not be okay. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamed Zayin, Shin is Dami Lo Shom Me'ilav, you happen to find this lechi there on its own. Kigon, for example, Sheyotza Balita Mikosal HaMavui Birosho, you found something sticking out from the head of the Mavui, at the head of the Mavui, Bishir Meshach Gova Asar Tvachim, which has the height of 10 Tvachim, O Shehu Amad Shom La'ez Inyan, or something was placed there for some reason, Vafilu Lo Kevo'o Hu Ba'atzmo, even if you didn't place it there, Ela Me'olam Hu Shom, it was just there always, Gam Ken Kosher, it's still going to be Kosher as a Lechi. The Lechi Mishum Mechitza, the reason is a Lechi takes the place of a Mechitza, U Mechitza Omedes Me'olak Shera, and just like a Mechitza that's standing on its own is Kosher, a Lechi that's standing on its own is also kosher. Sif katan lamed ches kigon shehaya sham lechi acher. But again, we said you have to have relied upon it from before Shabbos. If you had another lechi there that you were relying on, and that lechi fell down, now you can't use this as your backup. Sif katan lamed ches tahavi le kiilu omar. When you were relying on the other lechi, it's kiilu you said about this lechi al ze ani somech v'lo al ze. You're saying I'm relying on lechi A, I'm not relying on lechi B. Tahavi le hai kiilu itchi mitoras lechi, and this is as if you pushed it off totally from being a lechi. Sivkatan lametes ki'ilu samchu alav. The Rama said, but if you had no other lechi from before Shabbos, even if you didn't, but dafka have this one in mind, this ki'ilu you had it in mind. Ratzalom, it means to say, afal pisha lo samchu alav b'therish, even though you didn't rely on it explicitly, achen, however, in b'therish lo samchu alav, if you explicitly did not rely on it, kigon shelo tiltalo b'shabbos sha'avra, you weren't carrying on the Shabbos that passed, ayidei lechi zo, relying on this lechi, v'lohaya shon lechi acher, there was no other lechi there except for this one, and you were not carrying, so you're clearly not relying on the lechi, eino mo lo Shabbos haba'a, it will not be usable, and will not be allowed to be relied upon for the next Shabbos, ad sheyismuchu alav mi'er Shabbos b'therish, unless you explicitly say, from before Shabbos, that you are now using this new lechi. Let's look at note number 31. The imam mavui hayasasim b'mechitza. Let's say the mavui didn't have a lechi, it had a regular wall. V'nafla, and the wall fell down. V'nisha miktsasa, a little bit of the wall stayed standing. So there Rabbi Akiva Eger has a suffix. In efshar lodun es achelik shenishtayir kalechi. Can you rely on the part that remains standing as your lechi? Kevan shu chelik m'mechitza shesamach alei me'er Shabbos. L'maisa, you were relying on this wall from before Shabbos as a wall. So does that kavanah for the wall carry over to the remnants of the wall as a lechi? O she'eno mo'il, or it doesn't help. Kevan she'tzarach she'yismuch olav kelechi mibod yom. Or does it have to be that you're relying upon this item as a lechi mibod yom? In other words, Rabbi Kiveger's suffix is, if I had a wall that I was relying on and now it turned into a lechi because it fell down and a little bit was left, is that good enough, my kavanah from the beginning? Or do I have to have a specific kavanah for a lechi? And here I didn't have that kavanah, and therefore it wouldn't be good. They're machmir, they say if you didn't have in mind that it should be your lechi, it does not work as your lechi. V'chein mevur b'bir halacha le'el, and so too we have in the bir halacha earlier. Let's see one more sif yud beis. Lechi ha'omid me'elav, continuing our conversation from sif yud aleph, a lechi that was standing on its own. Afilu samchu alav me'er Shabbos, even though you relied upon it from Erev Shabbos, and we just learned that that was okay. But, says the Mechaber, im ha-mavui rachav yoser mishmona amos, if the width of the mavui is more than 8 amos, So then, im halechi bolet lesocho arba amos, if the lechi sticks out into the airspace of the lechi 4 amos, eino nidon mishum lechi, that will not count as a lechi. V'tzarech lechi acher lahatiro, you would need another lechi to be matirit. V'yamidenu beruach shekenegdo, and you would place it across from this 4 amalechi, you'd place another lechi. V'imyirtzer lahamido etzlo, and if you would want to put the lechi next to this 4 amalechi, as a continuation, so then it has to be recognizable that you're making a new lechi, yasenu ma'at of odak yoser me'ablita. You'd have to make it a little bit thicker or a little bit thinner than the original lechi that was there. Kidei shehe nikr shehu l'shem lechi, that it should be clear that this is being put to l'shem lechi. The Ramah says, v'im hemidu l'shem lechi, if you put it there, but after l'shem lechi, the islay kola, where there is a coal that goes out, shetiknu lechi l'mavu izeh, that this mavu is fixed up with a lechi, afilu rochav arba amos have lechi. Then even if it is 4 amos wide, it's going to be okay. So the Ramah comes to be lenient that says not every case of a 4 amalechi is going to be a problem, like the Mechaber says, if you had it in mind, l'shem lechi, and it has a coal that it's l'shem lechi, so then it would be okay, even though it is 4 amos wide. It should be very unclear what in the world is 4 amos for lechi causing a problem. L'chor, it should be fine. So the Mishabur explains very clearly in Sivkot Mem. Lechi ha'omid. Shiur dvarav kachu. This is what the Mechaber is telling us. Tahod de kosov b'sifyut aleph. That which the Mechaber said in Sifyut aleph. De lechi ha'omid me'elov samchu olav mahani. That a lechi that was standing on its own and you relied upon it, it helps. Dafka im halechi eino bolet l'rochlo shamovui arba amos. That's only if the lechi does not stick. That's only if the lechi does not stick into the mavui 4 amos. Aval im hu bolet v'yotze mekosal habayis l'rochlo shamovui arba amos. But if it sticks out into the airspace of the mavui 4 amos, oz nofak le mitaras lechi. Then it goes out from the category of being called a lechi. Mishum shiyesh bo shir hechsher sheorech mavui shu ba'arba amos. Because now by making it 4 amos, although you put it there as a lechi, it now has a shira for amos, which is the shear of the length of a wall of a mavui. Like we'll see later in Sivcha Vav, v'shem kosal mavui alei. And now this lechi gets a shame of a kosal mavui. V'tzorech lechi acher lepesach hamavui latiro. So now you have an opening of the mavui that's more than 4 amos, because again, we had a more than 8 amma opening. You put a lechi that was 4 amos, so that has a shame of a mechitz of the mavui. So now you have mechitz of a mavui with a very big opening of more than 4 amos. It's paritz meruvim in ha'omed, so you need a new lechi. In lo sham mavui einu machzik rochlo rak shmon amos. Unless, of course, the mavui was not more than 8 amos. It was exactly 8 amos. To oz mutter below lechi acher. Then once you put the 4 amalechi there, you would not need another lechi. To have a omed kaparutz. Because then you have 4 amos closed, 4 amos open, that's omed kaparutz. V'choshev ha'movui kasasim mikol ha'tzadim. Like we learned earlier in Simon Shinsam Abasev Tes, paritz ka'omed works, and it's ke'ilu, the whole thing is closed up. So Zakta Mishabura, the only problem we'll have, if you put a 4 amalechi is if the opening is more than 8 amos, so now you have parutz meruvim in a omid, and the lechi that you put it doesn't count as a lechi, it's the shear of a wall of a mavui, so it's considered a wall. So now you're still lacking a lechi. But if the airspace was a full 8 amos exactly, and you put a 4 amalechi, so then you have parutz ka'omid, and that's going to be fine, you would not need a new lechi. Sivkotan mem aleph. We said a lechi ha'omid me'elav. De'im ha'emido l'shem lechi, because if you place this lechi there, that's 4 amos l'shem lechi. Afilu rochav arba amos, even if it is 4 amos wide, havi lechi. As long as it was placed there as a lechi, then this whole din doesn't apply, it's fine. Kemo shekosu b'agol, like the Ramah writes. Arba amos of katam embez. Why arba amos? Again, the arba amos have a shir kosal mavui. 4 amos is the shir of a wool of a mavui. V'leke hekeira. Cloud the lechi, it's not recognizable at all that it is a lechi. It looks like a wall. Aval ad arba amos nuchal lechoshvel lechi. But up to 4 amos, we would be able to consider it automatically as a lechi. V'hud samchu alav mi'er Shabbos. So again, as long as you relied upon this lechi from before Shabbos, if it was omen me'elov, v'kanal b'sif yud aleph. Sifkot en mem gimel. So the Ramah said that if you put it there l'shem lechi, where there's a coal that you fix up this mavui with the lechi, even if it's more than 4 amos, it's going to be fine. For who adin yoser mizeh? This din of the Ramah is not specifically talking about a case where the lechi is 4 amos, it could be even more than 4 amos. The reason is, to mishum de riba bepesach hamavui bistimaso, because you made the closing up of the mavui even greater, lo gara milechi de alma, doesn't make it any worse than any other lechi. As long as you put it there l'shem lechi, that's going to be 100% fine. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.